evening, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. We left off in the middle of the Malacha of Kosev and Mochek. That the Mishnah in the end of Beit Salam and Vavim and Beis has a whole list of the Surim de Rabbanan that are all Gezeira Shema Yichtov. So one of the examples is Ein Mekadshin. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos, Gezeira Shema Yichtov. So the the Mishnah there says it's only an Issa de Rabbanan, it's not an Issa de Raisa. And the Mishnah lists three parts to the Isurim de Rabbanan. Some of them are Dvar HaRashus that they asked. Some of them are Shtikol Dvar Mitzvah, and some of them are Ariel Dvar Mitzvah. So the Mishnah has that a Mekachim is not listed that they prohibited you from doing the mitzvah of getting married. I think the Mishnah has it as a Dvar HaRashus. So the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, why is it a Dvar HaShus? Isn't it a Dvar Mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to get married. We say, Abraham, I'm going to get married. Pechus Harrison. So what exactly was the Kasha? So there's a Machlekes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam there. That's the Ramo. And Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rabbeinu Tam in Shin Lamentes. And he discusses it because of a Maisu Shehoyah. So Rashi learns that the Gemara's Kasha was just on the Loshon HaMishnah. It wasn't the Kasha Halacha LaMaisa. But the Mishnah says that the Chachamim prohibited Hafroshes from a Maisu, a Mekach HaMemkar, and a whole bunch of things there, which are Meyichtov. And some of them are Dvar Hoshu, some of them are Dvar Mitzvah, some of them are semi-mitzvah. So why does the Mishnah list off Kiddushin in a Dvar HaShus? They should have listed it in the other part of the Mishnah that it's a Dvar Mitzvah. The Kasha was on the Loshon HaMishnah, not on the Halacha. So the Gemara answers, it's only a mitzvah to get married if he doesn't have a wife. Let's say he already has a wife and he's marrying a second wife. So if Yesh Leisha Banim, he already has a wife, he already fulfilled Peru Rebbe, and he's still married to his first wife. Married a second wife. That's not a mitzvah. It's not a semi-mitzvah. In fact, even before the Chayim der Rabbeinu Gershom, that you're not allowed to marry two wives, the common practice was in the days of the Tanaim that it was very rare that someone had two wives. And the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Yevamos has a din based on that assumption, that it's very rare that someone's going to have two wives. Even though it was mutter, strictly speaking, but it's very rare. So the Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha was on the Loshon HaMishnah. Why isn't a Mekachim listed among the cases where they're telling you not to do a mitzvah? So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah prohibits, even in a case where there's no mitzvah at all, even if Yesh L'Isha Bon. That's how Rashi learns. It wasn't a Kasha La'aloch, it was a question on the Loshon HaMishnah. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by the Tosfos, does not learn like that. The Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara's Kasha was a Kasha and Halacha. Why did the Chachamim prohibit Kiddush Yisho on Shabbos? It's the Chamitzvah, so the Maka Mitzvah, you shouldn't be Choshesh Gzeresh HaMeyichto. The Gemara says in Soita that when a person is doing a Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah will protect him from making a mistake and doing an Aveira. So if he's doing something with Makam Mitzvah, so he shouldn't prohibit it at all. So the Gemara answers, Enachinami, if it's Ein Lo Isha Ubanim, if he's getting married for the first time, he is permitted to get married on Shabbos. And you don't make a Gzeira, Shema Yichta. The only time the Mishnah says that it's not permissible is if Yesh Lo Isha Ubanim, and he's not fulfilling any Mitzvah at all by marrying a second wife. So then it's also, but if he's getting married for the first time, then it's Mutam. So the Ramah quotes this Rabbeinu Tam in Shin Lamites, I think, Siv Dalit, if I'm not mistaken. He has a long Ramah, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, learns like that. So he says, we don't paskan like the Rabbeinu Tam, but we have a klal in the Gemara, that b'shas hatcha, kedai harapleini lismachol b'shas hatcha. The Gemara has various cases. The Gemara has all the cases in the Gemara are talking about Dinim Derabban. So the Gemara has, there's a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos about Tilta Mukze. There are various cases in the beginning of Masechah's Nida. There's a Din if Anisha becomes a Nida, let's say she realizes now At 8 o'clock, she just became an Ida, she's metame la mafreya. Truma and kochim that she handled within the last 24 hours, so she's metame everything la mafreya. So the Gemara said, that whole din of tumas me slays, that she's metame la mafreya, that whole thing is only a chumra with the Rabbanon, and if there's going to be a big hefsid baruga, then there's room to be makel, because there are other tanoim who disagree. That there is no such din med the Rabbanon. Doesn't make sense to make such a din the Rabbanon. So kedai hirapleni list machal b'shas hakak. Even though we don't paskan like those tanaim, but since there was such a sheet and it's a big hefsed meruba is b'shas hakak. So kedai hirapleni list machal b'shas hakak. The Gemara has some rare cases like that. What is that based on? So we explain the Mishkan as Yankif has a chibur on brachas that's called Koheles Yankif. So in the first perek in brachas, he has a whole elaboration on the idea that appears in Erevin, the end of the first perek, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says regarding the many disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, many arguments that they had. The Gemara says we pass on like Beis Hillel, but when you learn Shitat Bishama, it does not constitute Bittul Torah. Even though we know in advance, we're not going to paskan like them, because we say, we're learning a Heftzah Shal Torah. You're learning a Heftzah Shal Torah, so that's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Why? It's not like you have a chveis, a reform rabbi or a conservative rabbi gives a false psak. No, Bishama and Bishil were both working within the rules, within the Midah Shatur and Nidreshes Bem. They just had different opinions how to apply the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbem. So we consider Shittas Beis Shammai, even though we don't paskan like Beis Shammai, we say, Elu Yelu Diri L'Kim Chai. How can it be? Either it's us or it's Mut. How can it be both at the same time? So the Ritva has a beautiful comment there on that Gemara. We visualize as if Moshe Rabbeinu is standing in Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for 40 days and 40 nights. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching him Kol HaTorah Kula. So Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say, goes through Hilchas Tzitzis. So he asks the Rebbeinu Shalom, what's the din in this case? So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, the Tzitzis are possible. What's the din in that case? The Rebbeinu Shalom says, the Tzitzis are kosher. What's the din in the following case? So the Rebbeinu Shalom says that that case has elements of psul, elements of Hechsher, or if you have another case, elements of Tuma, elements of Tara, elements of Isa, elements of Heter, and I leave it up to the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor V'Dor to be Machriya, whether they feel that the elements of Isa or Psul outweigh the elements of Heter Hechsher, or the reverse based on their perspective of Kol HaTorah Kula. When you look from different perspectives, the Maskana may come out differently. You have, let's say, you have a room full of people, full of tables, chairs, light fixtures on the ceiling, furniture. So one person sitting in the front of the room sees everything in the room from one perspective. Someone in the back of the room to the right side will have a different perspective, almost from the back on the left side. Is seeing exactly the same thing. Everybody has 20/20 vision with their glasses or without their glasses, whatever. And each one is looking from a different perspective, so everything is slightly different. Each one looks at everything in the room from a slightly different angle. So that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu. The certain areas, a great areas of Halacha, has elements of Isa, elements of Heter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elu Yeh, Dibul Kim Chaim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to leave it up to the Hachro of the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor V'Dor to determine whether they feel the elements of Isur outweigh the elements of Heter. So that's what we say, Elu Yelu, Divrei L'Kim Chaim. So this idea that whenever you have a Machloikus, you say, Elu Yelu, Divrei L'Kim Chaim, not restricted only to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, any Machloikus in Halacha. So the basic idea means when you learn Shittas Beis Shammai, that's not Bittul Torah. In the yeshivas, in the first parak in Yevamos, you have Beis Shammai Shita in the middle of Yevamos a few times. You have Beis Shammai Shita on the level of the Raisa, that's Oras Abbas. Then you have Beis Shammai Shita about the Maimer. Maimer is Koinem and Ator. We paskan Maimer is only with the Rabbanon. If the Yavam gives a ring to his Yavam and he says, Harei Mukadeshes Libetabazu, so on the level of the Raisa, nothing is Chal, absolutely meaningless. And on the level of the Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah on the part of the Yavam to do Maimer before he does Yavam. And if he does Maimer, then it's Chal mid the Rabbanon. And the Shammai hold that Maimer is kind of in a Torah, Litchas B'tzorah, has ramifications on the level of Dars. So we absolutely don't pass like Beis Shammai, but we say it constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you spend a lot of time learning Shitas Beis Shammai. So the Rishonim point out in Ksubis, where is it? I think it's Nun Zayin in Ksubis, Nun Zayin and Aleph, that Rashi and Tosfos both explain in the Gemara. When do you say that if you have a machlekes, what's the din, whether the elements of Issa outweigh the elements of Heter or not? What if you have a machlekes? This is often a machlekes amarayim. What did the Tana mean to say? What is the correct girsa in the Mishnah? What is the correct girsa in the Gemara? So often the machlekes amarayim is not a machlekes alibila nafshay. Let's say Abai v'Rav have a machlekes that the Yerushal Amidas have the Yerusha not. So that's machlekes alibila nafshay. We can say both. We can see both study. But sometimes the Gemara has a very often the Gemara has machlekes amarayim. What did Rav Meir mean? What case did Rav Meir say his din in? So you can't say elav elavivil kimchaim. Rav Meir said both. Rav Meir didn't talk out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, he can say like that, like the Ritva said. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the din in this case, what's the din in that case, what's the din in the third case? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that case is a great area of halacha, has elements of Isa, elements of Heta, and he'd leave it up to the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dorador to determine whether they think, based on their perspective, the elements of Isa outweigh the elements of Heta. But if you have a machlekes aliba dechad ban domar machlekes amarayim, what did the Tana say? So either he said one way or the other way. One is right and one is dead wrong. So you can't say elu v'elu in such a situation. That's what Rashi and Tosfos point out. That's what Rashi and Tosfos interpret the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishkan is Yankiv in a Sefer Koheles Yankiv on Brochas and Daf Yud Aleph or Daf Yud Beis. In the first parak, he says that we have quite a few halachas based on this assumption that whenever you have a machlokes aliba d'nafshayu, original machlokes, it's not that one of them, the one whose opinion is not accepted, made a mistake, he's wrong. He's not wrong. He was working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaTam, and he came up with a different conclusion. So it constitutes a cheftza shel Torah. And therefore, since we're not declaring that he made a mistake, so even though we follow the one opinion and not the other, we consider it the Ran on the Rif and Kiddushin has this lashon. We consider it as if it were a Sufik holdo. It's not a 50-50 Sufik. Whether the din is like this, din is like no. We know how we paskin. We paskin like the one shita. That's the majority, the consensus. Acharam lahatas. But the shita that has not been accepted, we don't assume that he made a mistake. We say it's considered a suffix called the who, as if that's the halacha l'maynaf kemina. So take, for example, we have a pasuk in Chumash, in the beginning of Parshas Emor. Kohanim are not permitted to be metame l'meisim. They're only either permitted or obligated. It says, lo yitama, the kohen may participate in the funeral if his sister died. Lacha sapsilo shalohoi salish, lo yitama. So there's a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. How do you translate lo yitama? Rabbi Shmuel says lo yitama is a rishus. The kohen is permitted to attend the funeral of one of the seven relatives. The original pasuk goes on achos apsula shelohay salish. She's still single. She didn't marry yet. Lo yitama. So Rabbi Shmuel says he's permitted to be mitama. And we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Lo yitama is a chayva. He's mechuyev to be mitama. So the sifra. What is that mitzvah? Lo yitama, why is it a mitzvah? That's the mitzvah of kavod habris. And the pasuk happens to be speaking about kavod hameisim. And the Gemara assumes if there's a din of kavod hameisim, kal v'chaima, there's a din of kavod hachaim. Many people have the attitude, no, there's only, they think incorrectly, that the Torah only speaks about kavod habris, kavod hameisim. To show respect to living people, they don't do that. After the person dies, then they show respect. While they're still alive, they don't show respect. So the Gemara is beferish, not so. The Gemara says, whenever there's a conflict between Kavod HaChaim and Kavod HaMeisim, Kavod HaChaim takes precedence. It's a bigger mitzvah. Even by Yisraelim, there's even a din of Kavod HaMeisim. By Nochrim, there's only a din of Kavod HaBrias, calls man the person is alive. After he dies, there's no mitzvah of Kvura, and there's no mitzvah of Kavod HaBrias after he died. Calls man is alive, there is a din of Kavod HaBrias. He was created the Tzelem Elokim. By Yisraelim, it's a din even after he dies, a different story. Why? Fine. So the Sifra comments on the pasuk that the pasuk lists off the seven relatives. All the seven relatives. So the Sifra explains why each relative is listed, why they all listed. Couldn't you derive one from the other? So the Sifra says, if it's, let's say, it's a suffix whether this person is my brother or not. We're not sure. The baby's got mixed up in the hospital or something. So the kohen is not permitted to be mitame to a relative if it's a suffix. The Sifra learns it up in the pasuk le'imam. Ima is vadai. So too the other, the mother, the baby bounced out of her rechem. So they know that she's the mother. So the same is by the other relatives. The only mitame le'meisim if it's a vad, if it's a suffix, not. And there is a tesis in Erevin. The tesis quotes the Tshuvas HaGa'onim. And the Ramban quotes, the Ramban in the Torah Sodom quotes that Taisus in Eredin, that which the Taisus quotes in Shavuos Hagam. The Goyim were up with the opinion, the Chachmei Svarad adopted this position, that even though all the laws of Shiva and Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh, everything is Medrabanan, but the first day of Shiva is Deraisa. Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, if it happens to be Yom HaMisa VeHakvura. If the person died and was buried on the same day, usually we don't have that. Usually, because today people can fly in from out of town, so we notify all the relatives and they come in from Arba Kamfas Ha'aretz. They can come within a day. So it's very rare that a person is buried on the same day. But years ago they could. They didn't have telephones. They didn't have airplanes. So it wasn't shy. They're not going to come from out of town anyway. So it was more shy that a person will be buried the same day that he died. So if it's Diyem Ha'amisa De'Hakfura, the person died today and is buried on the same day. So then the Goinim are of the opinion, and the Mechaber of Yosef Karpaskin is like this, like the Shittas Chachmei Svarad, that Avilus Yom Rishon is their Isa. So Tosis in Erevin quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim, and the Rabban quotes it in Torah Sodom, that Tosis says, even though the Goinim are of the opinion, Avilus Yom Rishon is their Isa, but you still follow the din that Sofek Avilus Lekulam. Sofek Avelus Lekula is not only because Avelus is Drabban and Sveka Drabban Lekula. Sofek Avelus Lekula is even if Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. You still say Sofek Avelus Lekula. And the Ramban and the Torah Sodom tells you it's based on that Pasuk, based on that Sifra. Because what is the mocker that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa? What's the mocker that there should be a Chi of Kavar Abrias to show Kavar Amesim observing Avelus? It's based that Pasuk, Lo Yitamo. Lo yitama, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Ovel, kam chamuri hi mitzvus avelus shenitches mipanecha isa tumas kohanim. The Rambam understands that's a shaila Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph. When the Torah says that the kohanim are metamei to the zayin krovim, what happened to the iser tumas kohanim? So is it hutra or is it tchuya? You say hutra milch atchila when the mitzvah of tumas kohanim was formulated. The Torah said there's an exception to the rule. If it's one of the seven relatives, the whole prohibition doesn't apply. That's called hutra. Vilachatchila, when the Isser Tumas Kohanim was formulated, it was said, that's the way it sounds in the Pasuk. Sounds like the hutra. And Tosfos, that's where Rashi writes in Brachos. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, it's not true, it's the chuya. There's an Isser Tumas Kohanim. And then the Torah formulated a mitzvah of Avelus, and the Rambam writes, Kama Chamuri Hi Mitzvah Avelus, Shenitches Miponel, Isa Tumas Kohanim. So you see, the Rambam agrees with Tosfos. Tumas Kohanim is Duchuya because of the Mitzvah of Avelus. And you see from the Rambam also that the mocker for Avelus and Mishan Derais is that Pasuk, Lo Yitamo. That's the mocker and the Chumash. If there's a Mitzvah to show Kovar Abrias to the Mace who died. So part of that demonstration of Neil Gavelus is to show the Kavod HaMeis by being the Tamei to the Meis. So the the Gemara has a klal, not only sota gabelus lahokel, even when you have a machlekes yochid ve-rabbi, kol mokum shatamotze rabbi machnirim, the yochid mekel, whenever you have a machlekes yochid ramalocha kirabim, whether it's luchumra lekula, whether it's a din derais a din derabonim, you don't say sveka derabonim lekula. If it's yochid ve-rabbim, it's not a sofik. Sofik is if it's approximately 50-50. But there's no one near 50-50. 95% of the sheet to say one way, 5% say the other way. That's not a suffix. But nonetheless, the Gemara has a din, halachik devar mekel ba'ovel. When it comes to avelus, if there's a minority opinion, a yochid who's mekel, even though the rabbi ma'machmir, we say lahokel. Why? So that's what the Ran on the Rif in Kiddushin uses an expression. Because of Eilu Eilu Divalekim Chayim, it means that it's considered a Sofik Kol Dehu. And any Sofik Kol Dehu, even Sofik Kol Dehu means it's nowhere near 50-50. Any Sofik Kol Dehu, there's already no din of Avelos. So that whole idea, that whenever you have a Machloikis, we say the Shitas HaYochid that was outvoted constitutes a Sofik Kol Dehu. That's based on this principle of Eilu Eilu Divalekim Chayim. Where else do you have this din? You have Orla B'chutz Loretz. In this week's Sedra, we have the dinam of Orla in Eretz Yisrael, Kisavoyal Ha'aretz, and the Taitim Kaleitz Michael. You plant fruit-bearing trees, any fruits that grow. Very often, nothing will grow in the first 3 years, but if fruits do grow, they're Asa B'achil and Asa B'ano, and it's Ton Sreifa, you have to burn it. The Chumash doesn't say a word about Orla B'chutz Loretz. It just says, Kisavoyal Ha'aretz, and the Taitim Kaleitz Michael. So the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Kedushin says that Orla B'chutz Loretz is Noyeg Mei Haloche. So the Gemara has a Machleke Samaraim. How do you translate Mei Haloche? Haloche means Haloche L'moshe M'Sinai. It's a Din D'Raisa. Or Haloche means Mehilchus Medina. Means it's only a Din M'Drabon. So most of the Poskim assume that Orla B'chutz Loretz is Haloche L'moshe M'Sinai. It's a Din D'Raisa. So the Gemara there in Kedushin, the end of the first parak, raises an objection. How can there be an opinion that Orla B'chutz Loretz is Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai? Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai means that it's a din d'oraisa. How can that be? But the klal, the Mishnah, said that it's Sofik Orla B'chutz Loretz is Mutar. If it's Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai, it should be a d'oraisa. So it should be Sofik d'oraisa l'chumra. So the Gemara says, no, kach demra halacha, that Sofik Orla B'chutz Loretz is Mutar. So the Gemara says, whenever there's a machlekes hatanoim regarding Hichlas Orla, and the majority opinion is lechumra, and in Eretz Yisrael we would follow the majority opinion. Holcha macher haroiv, acher am lahatus, but kalamekel ba'aretz halacha kemoisa b'chutz loretz. If there's a legitimate minority opinion that we don't accept because you follow the rabbim, if in Eretz Yisrael it's a machlokes and there's a legitimate minority opinion, lahokel, even though in Eretz Yisrael we don't follow that shita, but b'chutz loretz we do. Because that's called a suffix. It's not a 50-50 suffix at all. Nowhere near 50-50. So that's what the Ran on the Rif, right? So Loshin, any suffix called who is enough to be made. Why is that? So not only a suffix in Metzias, suffix called who, a Sveik and Adina also. Why? Because Eilu Eilu Divalekim Chayim. So that's, and then the Gemara has another klal, which the Mishkan HaSiyanif explains in the Sefer Kehelos Yankiv on Brochas in the first parak, said it's also based on this idea of Eilu Eilu Divalekim Chayim. The Gemara says sometimes it constitutes Amidas Chassidus to be Choshesh for the Shittas HaYochid. We Paskan like the Rabbim, so you should forget about the Yochid. But the Torah's Amidas Chassidus, there is a Din Sveika Deraisa L'chum. The Sveika Deraisa L'chum, if it's 50-50, it's a Sofik. What if it's 95% L'hokil? And 5% tanoim lahachmir, so it would constitute. The Gemara says it constitutes amidas chasidus. If a person is so observant that he's nizer on all the dinim, he doesn't cheat in business, and he doesn't talk lashon hara, and he talk a decent person, but not a lamakam, not a chavero. So if it fits in with the rest of his hanhogas hachaim, with his personality, we would recommend he should be choshesh for the shittas hayoch. If he's barely shema mitzvahs, a lot of times people chapsachon to chumras, they're not observing the basic dinim. What are they looking for chumras? First observe all the dinim. But for one is very observant, so there's an inyan to be choshish for the shita sayachid. Why? In a certain sense, in a sense of the minas chasidus, it's a sfeika deraisa l'chumra. It's a sofik kol dehu. It's not a real sofik because it's nowhere near 50-50. 95% of the poskim hold l'hakil, and 5% hold l'hachmir. So that would, since it's a sofik kol dehu, so it's a minas chasidus to be choshish for the shita sayachid. So not only to be choshish l'chumra for the shita sayachid, what if you're dealing with a din derabbanan and it's a big hefsid meruga, or it's a very big shas hadchak? So then the Gemara has that klal, kitai hiraplein at least machal of the shas hadchak. If you would have a real sveka dina 50-50, then you have a right to say sveka derabbanan lekula. But here it's not a real, it's not nowhere near 50-50. It's 95% of the poskim say lahachmir, that it's us, and 5% say lahokel. So that's not a suffix that you have the right to say suffix da'aban l'kula, but because it's a hefsid meruba or a big shas hatchak, not only hefsid meruba mamon, a big shas hatchak, so you say, the Gemara has a lashon, kedai hira plain at least machala b'shas hatchak. The shas hatchak, we stretch a little bit, we consider this like the Iran formulated the lashon. It's a suffix, although it is a slight suffix. So if it's only a din derabbanan, and the din is sveika derabbanan lekula, even though it's not a real bona fide sveika derabbanan, it's not 50-50, but because of the stretch, there is a shas hatchak, a dayar aplan, list machalim shas hatchak. So that's what the Ramah writes in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah is alluding to the Maisa Shahaya. There was a Yisayma who got engaged to get married, and in Europe, they used to have the weddings on Friday afternoon, because a lot of aniyim couldn't afford to have flesh all week long and not on Shabbos. So on Friday night, if you're going to have the Sudas Chasana, if you're going to have a wedding meal, so the wedding meal is going to be fleshig, so they'll invite a lot of people from the neighborhood, from the community, to the Sudas Chasana. And so if it'll be on Friday night, so Aniyim will have a fleshig meal on Shabbos. So that was the practice in many communities in Europe. They used to have weddings on Friday. So the days of the Ramah, that was in the 1500s, Ramah lived in Krakow in the 1500s, so they had a wedding of the Yisayma, and then it was late in the afternoon, and then there was some kind of a sichsuch regarding how much nadan the girl was the Yisayma. So the relatives are putting together money to give to the couple when they get married. So there was a sichsuch about how much money they're going to give the chosen if he's going to marry the girl. And then, so they were debating the issue, and it was getting late, and it was getting dark. It was ready Friday night. It was ready Shabbos. So the Ramah allowed them to shtel the chuppah, to have the kiddushin and the nisuin, to get married on Friday night. And he kept on telling the people, it's only a din derabbanan, so ben hashmashis is muta. That's a din later in Shulchan Aruch. That's a din, where is that? Shin ben beis. Simeshin ben beis. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. We paskin kol davar shehum mishum shvus loygoz rola ben hashmashis. There is a din sveka derabbanan lekula. There is a din ben hashmashis is a safik yam safik laila. But you can't say this is a special din. This shin mem beis only has one sif. This shin mem beis a special din. It's not the regular standard din of sveka derabbanan lekula. This is not really a sveka derabbanan. Ben Hashmashes on Friday evening is a sveika deraisa, is it Shabbos or not? The Shorish HaSofik is a sveika deraisa, is it Shabbos? So you can't say with respect to Dinam Derabbanan we're going to be Mekel, with respect to Dinam Deraisa will be Machmer. No, it's a sveika deraisa. A sveika deraisa, you have to go to Chumra even when you get to those Nafkaminas that are only Midarabbanan. So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva about that. So he said, no, it's a special heta, it's a special kula. And that's what there's a Tosfos in Eruvin that's quoted Lahalacha. Tosfos has a kasha and they come up with an answer that Kol Davishim Mishum Shvus LaGozru Ala Ben. Let's say Amir LaNochri. If you have a big Shas HaTchak, so we would be Mekel and Amir LaNochri Ben Hashmashes. Yeah. So Tosfos explains, what about, let's say, to climb on a tree? In Olam Be'ilim is only a Gzera Derabbanan, Gzera Shema Yachtuch Zmar, he may break off a branch, so we would allow you to climb up on a tree, Ben Hashmashes, on Friday evening, if you have a big Shas Hatchak. There would be room to be Mekel. Kol Dov Shem Mishum Shvus, Le Gozo Ola Ben Hashmashes. So Tosfos has a proof in the Gemara, let's say to carry something Pachas midalat amas. I'll carry something in the Rishus HaRabim, 3 amas, and put it down, pick it up, carry another 3 amas, put it down, pick up another 3 amas, put it down. I can carry 1,000 amas. Each time I make akirva hanocha, so each one is beheta, you carry less than dalat amas. But to carry pachas ben dalat amas, every time you make hanocha, that's a gzera. Shema, he'll forget to make the hanocha, and I'll carry it 1,000 amas in a row. So that's a gzera derabban. So Tosfos proves in the Gemara that gzera applies even beis moshes. Why? So Tosfos says we should divide all the gzeras derabbanan into two categories: gzera kala and gzera chamura. How strong a chashash is there that he'll make a mistake and he'll be machal Shabbos? So if it's a strong chashash, then we call it a gzera chamura. If it's a lighter chashash, then we call it a gzera kala. So Tosfos came up with a chiddush, and it's accepted lahalacha. That the only thing when mekala and bein hashmash is called avishem shem shvus at din derabanan is only if it's a gzera kala. If it's a gzera chamura, we're not mekal bein hashmash. So lechayre, the pashto should be, we mentioned on many different occasions that on Shabbos there are 3 categories of prohibition. There's a malacha deraisa, sometimes there's a malacha mederabanan, and some there's a, and then there's a third category of gzera. Gzera, let's say, ain oilam b'ilan, you're not allowed to lean on a tree, not allowed to climb on a tree. Gzera shem yachtoch zmar, he may break off a bench. So you're going to say, whoever, if he breaks off a bench, he's in violation of kotzer. So you're going to say, whoever leans on a tree is in violation of kotzer. He didn't do gzera. You can't say it's a malach mederabbanan. It's a gzera shema. All the dinam derabbanan are gzera. But some of them are nigza b'toris a malach mederabbanan, and some of them are nigza b'toris gzera mederabbanan. So the pashtus is that a malach mederabbanan is machomer than a gzera derabbanan. So if Tosfos says that kol davar shemishum shvus legozer ol bein hashmash only applies, is restricted only to gzera kala, and you can't apply that kula to gzera hamura, so I think it should be a kal vachomer that it shouldn't apply to any malach mederabbanan. All the malachas derabbanan, the whole category of malach derabbanan is machomer than a gzera derabbanan. I would think so. So that's what the Ramor writes. The wedding was delayed because they had a whole sichsuch about how much the nadan is going to be. The girl was a yisayma, so she didn't have a father who was taking care of her. So the Ramor was afraid the whole shidduch can fall apart. So he at the wedding, he kept on saying, it's only ben hashmashes, it's only ben hashmashes. Other people were there, they said, what are you talking? The sky is full of stars. It was way after Tzeisak Rechavim. The Rama was, he said, it's only Bein Hashmashes. In the Shulchan Aruch, he writes both at there. If it's only Bein Hashmashes, it's Mutter Tishtelu Chuppah, because the whole Isser, that not a Mekachin, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, is only Gzeri Shema Yichtov, and Kol Dovi Shema Shum Shvus, if you have a big Shas HaTchad, so you make it Bein Hashmashes. But then the Maiseh Shohaya was, it was deep into the night, it was way after Bein Hashmashes. And the Ramo said it's still muta. So he says why here in the Shulchan Aruch, he says why. In the Tshuvas he writes it more barichas, here he writes it b'kitzer. Even though the Rabbein Tam's opinion was rejected, but kedai her Rabbein Tam list macholah b'shas hadchak. Rabbein Tam holds that if ain lo isha ubanim, then the Gemara didn't just ask. That Gemara in Beit Salam, in Vav on the basement, the Gemara said, why does the Mishnah list off, you know, allah to be mekadosh and isha? Among the dvar mishum rishus that are usher, it should say it's a dvar mitzvah and it's usher. So Rabbeinu Tam learned there wasn't a kasha on the lashon on Mishnah the way Rashi learned. The Mishnah should have put it in a different section. It was a kasha on the din. But makam mitzvah, why do you make a gzera? He's the shayma mitzvah with the mitzvah did not asik by his megan. It will protect him that he won't be mechal Shabbos. So the Rabbeinu Tam held, if it's yesh lo isha banim, he already has another wife. That's the only time you're not allowed to be mekadosh and isha on Shabbos. But if ain isha banim, he never made the gzeira at all. So even though we don't paskin like that, Rabbein and Tam, but the Rama says kedai hu lis macholav, kedai are plenty lis macholav b'shas hatchak. Over here, he was afraid the whole shidduch was going to fall apart. So that's why he was mekel to be mesara the kiddushin in the middle of Shabbos at night. It was way after. Not only is a muta bein hashmashes, is muta balayla also, because Rabbein Tam shita, even though we don't pasken like him, but that's elu v'yeda de rilikim chayim. See, that's questionable. if you have a machlekes, we said Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim only applies when it's a machlekes haliba de nafshayu. But if it's a machlekes haliba de chad man da'omar, so man da'omar only said one thing or the other. If they're machlekes hamaran, what did the Tana mean? What is the correct girsa in the Mishnah? So one is right and the other one is dead wrong. So here also, the Gemara had this kasha and teretz. Yesh leisha ubanu. So Rashi interpreted the Gemara one way and Rabbein and Tam interpreted the other way. So if you reject the Rabbein and Tam, means that he's dead wrong. It's a, you can't say Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Either the words of the Gemara meant like Rashi and meant like Tosfos. It's not like the Ritva explained Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a gray area of halacha. It's not a gray area. Either Rashi is right or Rabbeinu Tam is right. And the Rov hold that Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. So it's mamish dead wrong. So that the Ramah who says that there's room to be makel even Leil Shabbos, if you're afraid the shidduch is going to fall apart, Gedai Rabbein Tam this machala b'shas hatchak kazeh, that's not like the Mishkan HaSeyank. Mishkan HaSeyank holds, you only say these klolim, when you can apply Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. But over here, it's a machlekes Rashi Rabbein Tam how to translate the words in the Gemara. So the pashtus is that this is a machlekes aliba dechad mandam, not aliba denavshay. How to translate the words in Gemara? So you wouldn't apply Eilu Eilu here. If you can't apply Eilu Eilu, then you shouldn't say Gedai Lis Machala B'Shas Hatchak. This example, this Ramah, where was it in Shin Lametes, Siv Dalet, this Ramah is against that Mishkan HaSeyankov. But this was a famous Kor Celebre, that Maisa with Rabbein and Tam.
Rav Shechter, there are those who say that if somebody travels to Japan and similar places, that, you know, because of the machlokas, one should keep 2 days for Yisurei Deraisa, but only 1 day for Yisurei Derabanan. So based on what you said before about the Bein HaShemashas, does that make any sense? Such a psak, does that make any sense to you?
Not really. If it's a Safik Daraisa, whether today is Shabbos or not, so you have to go Lechumra even with respect to the Din Derabanan. Unless going Lechumra is only a Chumra, that Mikra Din, you really are convinced the Din is one way, and it's only a Chumra. So then you say, no, you're not going to be Machman Din Derabanan. But if you really consider it a real Sveka Adina, then a Safik, whether today is Shabbos or not, is a suffix derai, so you have to go to Chumra even for those nafkaminas that are only the Rabbanim. Yes, that is correct.
Rabbi Shechter, if somebody has the issue born in, isn't, and he's not, he doesn't have the mitzvah anymore, Pruvu, but there's a mitzvah of Sol Brola Shevis Yitzoro.
Yeah. Lerev al Tanach Yodecha, yeah. The Gemara says, the Pasuk in Koheles says, the farmer should plant the seeds in his farm in the morning, and he should plant some more seeds in the evening. You can never tell which of the things that you plant will grow better. So the Gemara says it applies to having children. Even if you already fulfilled the mitzvah piruv, you should try to have more children later on in life. You don't know which children will be the good children. And it applies to having Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva had thousands and thousands of Talmidim. And then they all died, Bein Pesach L'Atzeres. And then he started teaching Torah. He started his teaching Torah to a small group of Talmidim. And those were the ones who transmitted the Torah to the next generation. So we assume L'Erev HaTanach Yadech, he should have more than the bare minimum of having a son and a daughter. That's considered, it's not even a mitzvah midiri kabbalah. It's considered, in a certain sense, a midas chasidus, to have more.
I was referring to the sohu bra lo shevis etzora.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a mitzvah to populate the world.
No. Lo tobera is just showing chasidus to the mitzvah peri review. I thought you really mean the other pasuk, l'erev atanach edecha, even though the person has children, he should try to have more children. Yeshli, he should have born him, he wants to have more children. So that's considered a psalmidas chasidus. But it's not really a chiyuv b'divrei kabbalah. That's why it says in Eben Ezra, in Siman Aleph, l'erev atanach edecha is a midas chasidus. The Gemara quotes that to show that Piraviv is a mitzvah chashuva. But he already was mekayim Piraviv. Yesh le isha banim. He already has. So you mean the mitzvah to have more than the bare minimum. So that's not really a mitzvah. That's a midas chasidus. There is a, the Gemara has it, there's a gzeres habalonim. Balonim are the bathhouse attendants. So in the days of the Tanaim, the people didn't have showers or baths in the Roham. They had to go to a bathhouse, a public bathhouse. So the Balonim were not the most learned people. They were not the most religious Jews. So a lot of times, the Jews on the Shabbos afternoon would go to the bathhouse, and they would bathe in warm water, hot water. And the Balon, the bathhouse attendant, the Jewish person, would turn on the fire on Shabbos and heat the water. Why should he have to fire on from every Shabbos and use up so much fuel? Keeping the water hot, he would turn on the fire on Shabbos afternoon, an hour before all the people came. And then they would ask him, did you turn on Shabbos? Of course not. He's a Shem Shabbos. He let the fire was on from before Shabbos. So when the Tanaim realized that the Balonim are being Mechalal Shabbos, so they prohibited Rechitza B'Chan. And we assume Rechitza B'Chan, even Mizman as everybody has his own bath tub and he has his own shower in his own apartment. So what's the Gzeres HaBalonim? Me, my wife, my children, I know we're all Shem Shabbos. So what do you mean I'm not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos? I filled up the bathtub on Erev Shabbos, and I want to take a hot bath Leil Shabbos, and I know nobody was Mechal Shabbos. So still, that's all included in the Gzeres HaBalon. So the Shaila is, but the women today who go to Mikvah, years ago, the women would sometimes be toivel in a river, and they had to break the ice, and they would get pneumonia. They would be toivel in a freezing outside in the river. It was freezing. Today, in America, the women are not toivel in the rivers outside. The Mikvahs are all warm and hot water. So that's a shaila. How is one permitted to be toivel in a warm mikveh on Shabbos? So different poskim have different kulas. So the Avnei Nezer says, no, that's not rechitza b'chamen. Rechitza b'chamen means if you're taking a shower, you're taking a bath, you stay there for a while. A woman is toivel in a mikveh, she goes in and out, one, two, three, that's all. That's not called rechitza b'chamen. That's not called rechitza b'chamen. If the Balatanya has a whole Shita about this, he's Mekel, it's a difficult kula. He says, since the women go to mikveh first thing right after Laila, Tzeis HaKochavma, Friday night, so if they would have turned on the steam for the mikveh on Shabbos after Shkia, there wouldn't be enough time to heat up all the water. So the fact that the water, the whole mikveh is warm, the whole mikveh is hot, is clear that they turned on the heat for the water before Shabbos. So there's no Gzeres HaBalon. That's a difficult kula. The Balatanya, they quote in the biographies of the Balatanya, that he said in case he gets Olam HaBo, he doesn't know, he's going to go to Olam HaBo. In case he gets Olam HaBo, it's going to be for three things that he did. I already forgot. One of them is that he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, not because he wrote the Tanya, because he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. And one of them was because of this kula. He was mekel that the women are permitted to go to a warm or a hot mikveh on Leil Shabbos. And I forgot the third one. They have it in the biographies. So his rationale, his explanation was because the whole reason for the gzera is gzeres habalonim. Maybe they heated up the water on Shabbos. But the women on table the second after Tzeis HaKochavim couldn't be. If they turned on the heat for the mikveh after Shkia, so it's not Bechdesh Yasu. It wasn't enough time to heat up all the water in the mikveh. Maybe it'll take out the chill, but it won't be warm. So it cannot be that they turned on. So that's a very difficult. We usually say all the Gzeres de Rabbanon were made as a Loiplug Rabbanon, even if the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeres still apply. I don't know, but the Balatanya thought that was Gevaldik.
So but the Balatanya should be a problem with Tzoy Shabbos. They heated it up on Shabbos.
Yes. Sure. Unless they left it on the whole time. Unless they left it on from before Shabbos. I don't know. So so in the Sidrei Tareh in Yerideya, in the back of Hilchas Nida, Chelek Beis Yerideya, so the Sidrei Tareh quotes that some of the poskim came up with this einfal, that Kol Dov Shum Mishum Shvus, like Gozer Ola Ben Ashmoshes, the Simen Shin Mem Beis, that it's a machlokes hatanoim, and that's how he passed like Rebbe. Kol davishim mishum shus legozval bein hashmashes. So the gzeres habalonim is gzeres derabbanan, is a gzera de rabbanon. So the gzeras habalanim, if you have a slight chazal tach, gzeras habalanim doesn't apply bein hashmoshes. So the women should not wait to go to mikveh. Usually the women go to mikveh after tzeis ha'kavim. So on Erev Shabbos, they're mahadah to go to the mikveh davke bein hashmoshes, because if they wait till after tzeis ha'kavim, they'll be in violation of gzeras habalanim. They'll be rechitza b'chamim, they'll be bathing in hot water. So, but if bein hashmoshes, then we have the kula kol davish and mishum shus, the gozer ala bein hashmoshes. So that's what, in some communities in Europe, that was the minhag, that the women had to go to mikvah on Friday night. Instead of going balayla, they would go bein hashmoshes. Based on this din, kol davish and mishum shus, the gozer ala bein hashmoshes. There's a, the Bogan Avram writes in Shin Mem Beis, regarding that din, called Avishem Mishem Shus, the Goza Bein Hashmoshes, he writes a suffix where that only applies to the Bein Yomekel, Bein Hashmoshes, only the Bein Hashmoshes of Friday evening, because this man is Becheska's Heter. For the last 6 days, it was cold. So now Bein Hashmoshes is a suffix that Shabbos enter or not, so this man is Becheska's Heter. It's still cold. But what about the Bein Hashmoshes of Metzoy Shabbos? This man is Becheska's Issa, because for the last 24 hours, it was Shabbos. So maybe the Bein Hashmoshes of Sub Shabbos is Becheska Sisa, so it's Mochomer, so you shouldn't be Mekel then. So that's the Magen Avraham has a suffix. The later post can point out, it's a Beferish HaMachloikis, Rashi and Tosus and Erevin, and the Lamids. When the Gemara talks about this din, called Avisham Shos of Gozal Bein Hashmoshes, so on the Daf, it's Machloikis, Rashi and Tosus. In the Mishnah Berurah, there's a suffix. In the Mishnah Berurah, there's a stira. Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Mem Beis, the Mishnah Berurah is Noita Lahachmer, that you should only, he quotes the Mekor Chaim, Rav Soloveitchik once gave a Yortzeit Rosh on this topic. They quoted the Mekor Chaim on the side of the page. They have the Mekor Chaim. So the Mekor Chaim brings the Raif and the Mishnah. Sof Chashecha, Savakene Chashecha, Emasa Sabadavim, Matpim Sahab Masa, Sadamayim, Yorvim, Tarmis Achamin, that we have Kulas doing Bein Hashmoshe. So it says Sof Chashecha, Safik Enech HaShech. Why the double lotion? So the Mekor Chaim thinks that that's what it means. Safik HaShech means Friday evening Bein HaShmoshes. Safik Enech HaShech means Matzoi Shabbos Bein HaShmoshes. And the Mishnah has the same din by both. That by dinim de Rabbanon, that Ma'amiz Es HaDamai, what is the din? Ma'amiz Es HaDamai, so that would be mutter both on the first Bein Hashmoshes of Friday night and the second Bein Hashmoshes of Metzoi Shabbos. That's when the Nesiv Chaim writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Magen Avraham was Mesupik, so he had, brings the Raif on the Mishnah that it should be both. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Diyun in Shin Mem Beis that the Magen Avraham is Mesupik. He doesn't quote that it's Rashi and Tosfos that others point that out. And so there he writes, more proper is to be machmer amatzoi Shabbos that the kulas don't apply. And in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, there's a stira. The Mishnah Berurah there writes not so. He says, after you finish davening nearly, you blow shofar. That's the minig alo, you blow shofar. Different reasons, it's a minig. You blow shofar, different reasons for the minig, places in different places. There's three different reasons. So the shaila is, what if they finish davening nila and it's only Bein Hashmoshes? It's not yet Matzoi Shabbos. So he says, since there's a minig that you blow shofar, so that's a shtikl mokam mitzvah. So even though tkiya shofar is mutam in Atara, the Gemara says tkiya shofar is chokhma ve'ena malocha. It's only prohibited mid the rabbanon. You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's only a din the rabbanon min Atara. It's mutam. So since it's only dovish and mishum shvus, and it's a shtick on Mokka Mitzvah, because we have such a minik to blow shofar after Nila, you're permitted to blow shofar, even though it's still Bein Hashmoshes. Today, I don't think it's a smart idea, because the Balabatim all think, as soon as you blow shofar, you can do malacha, you can eat. So they're going to run and have a drink of water. So today, it's not a smart idea. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Nikar Adin is muta because Kol Dovish and Misham Shus are Goz of Bein Hashmoshes. So there in Hilchas Yom Kippur, he's talking about Bein Hashmoshes of Sof Shabbos. So it contradicts what he writes here. The answer is, like in the, there's a, the three volume called Kisvei HaChofetz Chaim. So one of the volumes, there's a Toldos HaChafetz Chaim, biography of the Chafetz Chaim, written by one of his sons. So he writes that the project of writing the Mishnah Berurah was a family project. Different members of the family were authorized by the Chafetz Chaim to write different sections. He said, I wrote this section, my uncle wrote the other section, and that's why there are stiras between them. And he tells you one specific din, where they have to wait, if Yisrael did Malacha on Shabbos. So Machlek is Rashi and Tosis, because the Gemara only talks about waiting when a Nochri does Malacha Bishvil Yisrael on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Gemara never says you need Bechdesh Yasu if a Jew does Malacha. So that's a Machlek is Rashi and Tosis. The Rashi says the reason why there's a din of Bechdesh Yasu, Kadesh Elo Yohanim and Malacha Shabbos, so it should apply equally whether the Jew did a Malacha or the God did a Malacha, Kadesh Elo Yohanim and Malacha Shabbos. And Tosis disagrees with Rashi. They say that's not the reason why. The reason why is to be mechazik the prohibition of Amir Aliyakim. The Chachamim knew that Hakol Tola B'Mazlom, that prohibition of Amir Aliyakim is not going to be too successful over the generations. The Jews always had a Shabbos Goy. And very often the Shabbos Goy was a violation of the dinim of Amir Aliyakim. Many Jews today, they have a Goyim working for them. And they mamish have Amir Aliyakim on Shabbos in the house. They have the Goy turn on the lights, turn off the lights and everything. Real Amir Aliyakim. So the Chachamim felt, they knew in advance that the din, the Rabbanan of Amir Aliyakim is not going to be too successful, not going to be too well observed. So they threw in a Chumrah. So they said, and even if the Goy did it on his own, you're not allowed to get Hanoi, and you have to wait till Bechdesh Yasu. So it doesn't pay even to ask the Goy to do it to get Hanoi after Shabbos, because you're going to have to wait for Bechdesh Yasu anyway. So it doesn't pay to sin, so may as well wait till after Shabbos, and then do the Malacha after Shabbos. You're not going to gain anything if you're going to ask the Goy. So Tosfos holds that the Bechdesh Yasu was only instituted if the Nochri does Malacha, to be Mechazik, the prohibition of Amir Aliyakim. So that's what the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim. There's a stira between the Mishnah Berurah in one place and the other, both in Hilchos Shabbos. He says, I wrote that section, my uncle wrote the other section. The father, the Chafetz Chaim, is the overall general editor of the Mishnah Berurah, but he left a lot of time stiras between one section and the other section. In fact, I think I mentioned that Lubavitch was requesting of the Russian government for many years. The communist government confiscated much of the Lubavitch library in Europe and from different cities. So they requested with their Cheretz that they'd like to have all the books back. So after much requesting, the Russians sent back a lot of books to Lubavitch, and some of the books that they sent him didn't even belong to them. So together with everything else that they got back the original manuscript of the Mishnah Berurah the way it was submitted to the printer. The typesetter used that manuscript to set the type. So they said that they have it in 770, and they said it's written in different handwritings in different colors ink, and they know which is the Chafetz Chaim's handwriting. And every so often, he would add on another line, or add on another poisik at the end of a bir aloha or something. They can tell that that's his handwriting. He would add on here and there, but he didn't check. He left every so often. There's a stira. So this is one of the several stiras in the Mishnah Berurah, that in Shin Mem Beis and Hilchos Shabbos, he's noita lahachmir, that kol davish mishum shvus lagoza be'ash mashu should not apply to Sof Shabbos. It should only apply to Tchilas HaShabbos, when the day is still the Cheskas Heter. And Hilchos Yom Kippur, he writes there the Hokel, on the exact same topic, he writes the Hokel. Anyway, so this is this Ramoah in Shin Lamates, that is Mekel Tishtel Achute in Be'ash Mashus, because Eim Ekatshim HaShabbos is only a Chumr Med Rabbanan, and it's called, if it's a big Shas HaTrak, so then we say, only if it's a gzera chamura, then you're not making like carrying poches medal aramis. That's a gzera chamura or a malocha de rabbana, we wouldn't be mekel. But if it's only a gzera kala, we would be mekel. So that part is a good kula. And then he says, even though Rabbi Natan's opinion has not been accepted, Rabbi Natan interpreted pshat in the Gemara that ein lo isha banim is permitted to get married on Shabbos. And we don't accept it, so the Ramah says But if it's a big shasat trak, then we apply the rule on the Gemara. Kedahira pliny, this machada b'shasat trak. So that's not like the Mishkan Asiyam. Mishkan Yankim said that you only say, you only apply that rule. Kedahira pliny, this machada b'shasat trak. If it's a case where you can apply the concept of Eilu Eilu Divili Kimchai, and that only applies in the case when it's a machlekes alibed den apshayu, where it's a gray area of halacha, and there's room to say like one or the other, depending on the netias hadas and the hachra of the chachmei haTorah based on their perspective. But over here, it's not alibed den apshayu. Here it's a machlekes. How to read the words in the Gemara? So if we reject the rabbinic, that means that it's dead wrong. You can't say Eilu Eilu on this. There's such a thesis in the beginning of Ksubis, the very beginning of Ksubis. Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, I forgot already. An Amar Aleph, so thesis quotes from the Bahag, at Halachik the Ramekel Ba'ovil only applies if it's a Machlekes Hatanoim. If it's a Machlekes Hamaroim, we don't apply the rule. So the Paskim say, we don't accept that Bahag. The Bahag proves it from the Gemara. So the later Paskim say, we don't accept that Bahag. We assume halacha gedav amikah ba'avil even applies if it's machlekes achrayim. Kavuchem is a machlekes amarayim. So why did the Bahag distinguish between tanaim and amarayim? So I thought pashat pshat in the Bahag was machlekes amarayim is very often not a machlekes alibed an avshayu. They're arguing what's the correct girsa in the Mishnah, or what did Rav Meir mean? Which case did Rav Meir express his opinion? So whenever there's machlekes, that's not alibed an avshayu. Alibed achad mandamar. The one is wrong is dead wrong, so you can't apply Eilu Eilu. You can't apply Eilu Eilu, then you don't say Halacha Kteba Mekel Ba'ovo. So I thought that Bahag is saying like this Mishkan Asyankas, that you only say Halacha Kteba Mekel Ba'ovo when it's shaykh to assume that Eilu Eilu Divya L'Kimchat. Anyway, this is a cheerful topic. This distinction between a Malacha D'Rabbanan and a Gzeira D'Rabbanan is very important. We said if Ben Hashmash is only Mekel on a Gzeira Kala, we're not Mekel on a Gzeira Hamura. To carry Pachas Pachas on Amos, we would not be Mekel. That's the Tesvitz that's quoted La Locha in Shin Mem Beis. So then I think certainly you can't be Mekel on a Malachim of the Rabban. All the Malachas the Rabban are more Chomer than a Gzeira the Rabban. If a Gzeira Hamura, you're not Mekel. So Kavachim on Malachim the Rabban, and you're not Mekel in Ben Hashmash. I would think so. So this distinction between Malacha D'Rabbanan and Gzeira D'Rabbanan, I think, is relevant also for Chol HaMoed. What did they prohibit on Chol HaMoed? So we usually assume everything that's asur on Yom Tov is asur on Chol HaMoed, unless you have one of the coolest. Tzorchei Rabim, Dabar HaAved, or so on, Tzorchei HaMoed, all the five coolest that you have. So there's a machlekes in there's a taisus in the first perik in Moed Katan. Moed Katan has all the dinim of Chol HaMoed. So there's a taisus in the first perik on an Amud Aleph, a little taisus, a one line taisus. Where taisus says you're not allowed to ride horseback on Chol HaMoed. Not allowed to ride on horses on Chol HaMoed, because the Gemara said that Mishnah in Beit Olam and Vav Olam and Beis that we started with, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha and so on. So that Mishnah says, you're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why are you not allowed to ride on a horse? First the Gemara thought, Gzeira that you may go chutz l'chum. You may not be able to gauge it properly. The horse is going to go so quickly, go chutz l'chum without even realizing it. So the Gemara says, Shema mino, the Mishnah is assuming that chumen is deraisa, but we paskin that chumen is lav deraisa. So if Tchumen is lav deraisa, then it's a gzeira l'gzeira. They made a gzeira, you're not allowed to ride horseback, because you may not keep the cheshbon, and you'll go chutz l'chum without even realizing it. It's a chazera, gzeira l'gzeira. Gemara says, no. The reason why you're not allowed to, in Rechma, got the sus on Shabbos Yontav, and not a gzeira, that he may go chutz l'chum without realizing it. It's a gzeira shemei yachtuch zmora. Because when people ride on a horse, usually the practice is they'll break off a branch in order to whip the horse, and he should go faster. So that's the reason for the gzeira. So the shaila is it permissible to ride horseback on Chol HaMoed? I don't want to walk to shul, I want to ride horseback. So the Tosfos says you're not allowed to ride on a horse on Chol HaMoed, or the dinim of Shabbos Yom to carry over to Chol HaMoed. That's a Tosfos. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Tosfos, And he says, I don't think we have to paskan like the Tosfos. And he writes that it's permissible to ride horseback. The reason why? Because there's only a gzera. So the Beis Yosef is saying a chiddush, that the only laws that carry over from Shabbos and Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed are the malachas. The malachas deraisa, the malachas rabbam. Whatever is only a gzera is mutar and Chol HaMoed. And the pashtus is, let's say, refuah. You're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not allowed to take medication. So what's the reason why? So you're going to say, whenever a person swallows a pill, so you're going to say he's in violation of Tochein. You can't say it's not even Tochein with the Rabbanon. It's a Gzeira Shema. It may lead up to Tochein, but he didn't do any Tchina. So that's not a Malach with the Rabbanon. That's a Gzeira with the Rabbanon. So the Pashtus is that Refuah had the Gomer on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to take Refuah on Chol HaMoed because the Gzeiras are all Mutter. Just like the Bishkesh said, you're allowed to ride horseback, so you're allowed to take Refuah on Chol HaMoed. The Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev, in Ilchaz Chol HaMoed, quotes a Machlokes and Achrayim, the Nesu Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, are you allowed to play piano on Chol HaMoed? What's the Shaila? Usually you're not allowed to play clay shear. You're not allowed to play music. Because of the Gzeri Shami Yisakim Klesha, he may hear that the piano is off key or the violin is off key, and he may fix it. And if he fixes it so it's going to play better, so that's a Misakim Mona. So the Shaila is, but it's only a Gzeri to play the piano. It's not that whoever plays the piano is a violation of Misakim Mona. He didn't do Tikkun Mona. It's a Gzeri Shami Yisakim Klesha. So the Rov HaPaskim Hod, and Chol HaMoed is Mutter to play piano. All the Gzeiras de Rabbanon, the only thing they ask in the Chol HaMoed is a Malacha de Reis and a Malacha de Rabbanon. So that carries over to Chol HaMoed. Whatever is only a Gzeira doesn't carry over. So that's why the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan asks a question. The Rosh quotes it, the Yerushalmi, that Mekach HaMemkar is only forbidden. Let's say a person wants to keep open his store on Chol HaMoed. He has a shoe store, so he wants to keep open the store. So people will come in and they'll pay him in cash, and sometimes he'll give them change. So tiltal muktzah is a gzeira shema yotzi. So tiltal muktzah al pi pashtus is mutter on Chol HaMoed. There's no din of muktzah on Chol HaMoed. Muktzah is a gzeira shema, a gzeira shema yotzi. But so they said you're not even allowed to handle muktzah in the house. Gzeira shema yotzi, maybe they'll carry it out into the street. So all the gzeris are mutter, so tilta muktzah is mutter on Chol HaMoed. And then mekach hamemker is only an iser gzera shema yichtov. Mekach hamemker gzera shema yichtov. So if you say all the gzeris are mutter on Chol HaMoed, so you should be allowed to keep your store open, provided you're not going to write anything. Be careful not to write. Don't write any records. So the Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi asked that question. Since mekach hamemker is only a gzera shema yichtov, so it should be mutter hatte gober on Chol HaMoed. So the Rosh quotes from the Yerushalmi, the whole purpose of the institution of Chol HaMoed is, the whole observance of Chol HaMoed is that the people should have off from work and they should have time to sit and learn. If you're going to permit mekach memkar Chol HaMoed, you'll do away with the whole purpose of Chol HaMoed. So the Yerushalmi, the way the Rosh presents it, it sounds exactly like this klal, that whatever is only exeira is mutter on Chol HaMoed. The only things that they ask on Chol HaMoed are malachas. Either malachas derais or malachas derabbanan. Zeris they never ask it. So that's why mekach memkar should have really only been a zeris derabbanan. Yeah, that's a discussion. The Chasam Sefer has a discussion. There's a three-way stira in Rashi and Masachas Beitza. There are two Rashis on the daf, and there's the third Rashi on the riff. Rashi on the Rif, we're not sure exactly who wrote it. It doesn't always say the same as Rashi. Remember Masechus Shabbos. The Mishnah talks about you're permitted to use a hammer in order to crack open nuts. A hammer is a klisha malachta liyisr, but if you don't have a nutcracker, so you would be allowed to use a klisha malachta. Usually you're not allowed to handle a klisha malachta liyisr. But if it's letzor gufa, letzor mekaymai, if it's in the way and you want to eat over here, you want to learn over here, so you're allowed to take the hammer away, or you're allowed to take the pen or the pencil away. And if it's tzorach legufa, I need a hammer in order to crack open the nut, so that's tzorach legufa. So tzorach legufa is mutter to be metaltal a klisha malachta liyisa. So the Rashi on the Gemara, when the Mishnah speaks about the hammer, Rashi writes Martel Balaz, and the Rashi on the Rif writes Hammer Balaz. So in German, the word is hammer, and in French, the word is martel. So the Rashi on the Gemara was written by Rashi. Rashi lived in France. The Rashi on the Rif, we're not sure who it was, but somebody clearly touched it up because he put in German words instead of the French word. He put in German words. Anyway, so the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he deals with the three-way stira. The two Rashis on Maseches Beitzah and the third Rashis on the Rif on Maseches Beitzah. What exactly is the prohibition of Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So one Rashi says, Gzeira Shem Yichtov. Another Rashi, it's a Gzeira Derabana. Another Rashi writes, it's Dibri Kabbalah, Mimitzoh HaFotzecha, Umidah V'dovah. Mitzoh HaFotzecha, you shouldn't deal in business. And then the third Rashi, what was the third Rashi? I forgot already the third. Yeah, there's a three-way stira in three different Rashis. So the Chassam Sofer says it depends. If I just sell you one sefer for $10 or for $20 or something, so that's not b'mitzocha v'tzecha. If I keep my store open all day long, that's b'mitzocha v'tzecha. I keep my shop open all day long, mekach hamemka all day long, that's midibri kabbalah. That could be midibri kabbalah. And midibri kabbalah means a din derabbanan. That's recorded in Kisra Kodesh. Kisra Kodesh were composed by Ruach HaKodesh. So it's a Mohammed Dikadin. We usually say Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami. If you have a Din Rabbanan that's recorded in Tanakh, so we usually would go the Chumrah on such a Din. So if you just sell one little thing, that's Gzeira Shem Yichtov. But if you stay in business all day long, that's Matzoch HaPatzach. I already forgot what the third one is. Anyway, the Chassam Sofer thinks that it's not a stira. It depends on different cases. But there are a lot of things in the Mishnah that are rasa because of the Gzeirish and the Yichtov. One of the dinim is Piron Achoyiv. That's more the end of Masech HaShabbos. Let's say I owe money. I had a Goyisha babysitter. I had a Goyisha worker for me, and I didn't pay him. And he wants to come Friday night to pick up the money. So it's not right. I'm not supposed to leave the money in a drawer and have the goy come in and say, the money's in the drawer, you can pick it up. That's piron achayv. It's not right. You shouldn't pay back the chayv. You should see to it you pay back before Shabbos, or pay back after Shabbos. But it's not right to arrange to have the piron achayv take place on Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote, I think, the Trumas Adeshin, that you always do pidyon haben on the Yom Lamed Aleph, on the 31st day after the baby is born. 28 days would be exactly 4 weeks. The 29th day, let's say the baby is born on a Tuesday. So 4 weeks later, Monday will be the 28th day, and Tuesday, 4 weeks after the first Tuesday when the baby was born, that'll be day 29. And then another 2 days later will be 30-31. So the Pidyon HaBen is always, if the baby was born on a Tuesday, so the Pidyon HaBen will be on a Thursday. It'll be 2 days later, 4 weeks later, that'll be Yom Lamed Aleph. So what if the baby was born on a Thursday, and then the Pidyon HaBen should be 4 weeks later on Shabbos? So we don't allow, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Trumas Adeshin, we don't allow Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, and he gives two reasons why. So he says one reason is it's piron achoyv. You're not permitted to do piron achoyv on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Gzeira Shem Yichtov. And then he gives another reason that is it's mekach hamemka. You're buying the baby. The baby belongs to the kohen. When you do pidyon haben, you're buying the baby. So the later there's a tshuva by Rav Baron Wolkin. He was the rav in Pinsk before the Second World War. His grandchildren are alive now. So he has a tshuva. There was a Maaseh Shehayah that a family did Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. They didn't realize it. It's in Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to. So the Dayan in the Kehila said they're not Yotzei, they have to do it over again with the Bracha after Shabbos is over. So Rabbi Wolkin writes in his Sefer, Beis Aharon, his tshuvas, So he writes, that's utterly ridiculous. That but the Eved, you're not Yetzir, Pidyan Ben, you did on Shabbos, that's not wrong. And he says the whole Chumrah that you're not permitted to do Pidyan Ben on Shabbos, the whole mocker is from the Trumas Adeshin, and the whole thing is very fluky. It's not so poshut at all. So the first argument, the first reason that Trumas Adeshin gave, that it's Piran Achayv, is highly questionable. It's not a Piran Achayv, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the first Perek, let's say the first 2 days of Sukkot, Yanich Shalachem and Adalan Minim. So if one person bought Adalan Minim and he gives it to me, Matanam and Aslah Achzer, so the Gemara says, Matanam and Achzer, Shma Matana. Rabbi Gamliel was on the boat with the other Tanoim and they had a shuttle back and forth from Yerushalayim to Rome. And then when they were on the Mediterranean, so he spent a fortune, he was a wealthy man, spent a fortune to buy Adalan Minim. But the other Tanoim couldn't afford it, so he gave the Dalan Minim, Matan Manas Lachsa, to each one of the Tanoim. They were all Yotze, and they all gave it back to him. So, Matan Manas Lachsa, Shema Matan. So let's say if I borrowed $100,000 from the bank, and I come back 5 years later, I give them back in cash, $100,000, and I give it to them, a Matana, a Manas Lachsa. So I'm not Yotze Piran Achayv. If you're paying up a debt, you have to give them the money legamre. If you give them matan nas lachs, and they have to give it back to me, that's not called piran achayv. So how can it say by pidyon aben? The Gemara says beferish in kiddushin that matan nas lachs by pidyon aben. You yotze the pidyon aben. There are just two girsas in the Gemara. Is it osir to do that? It's improper because nira kikoyin hamisayeh of the veis agronus, or it's not even osir to do it. Maybe it's even mutal lachatchil. But how can it be called a piran achayv if you're giving a matan manas lachs? So you see, it's not a piran achayv. It's a mitzvah nesina. So since a matan manas lachs, a shma matana, so you go to the mitzvah nesina. So the first argument, that the first reason that the Trumas Hadashim gave is highly questionable. The Pashto says it's not piran achayv. It's a mitzvah nesina. And secondly, the second reason that he gave, you're buying the baby back. The baby didn't belong to the kohen, and you're not buying it back. The baby doesn't belong to the parents, and it didn't belong to the kohen. We have a meaning. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes this. I mean, it says in the Siddur that the kohen asks the father, "My boy is tvei. Which would you prefer? Would you prefer to have your 5 sloim, or would you prefer to own your baby? So, if you want to own the baby, you better give me 5 sloim and buy your baby." So that Lashon sounds like the father, Avi Aben, is buying back his baby from the kohen. So the Pesachei Tshuva says the whole thing is not true. And if the father decides he doesn't want the baby, he'd rather leave the baby by the kohen, he can't do that. He doesn't have that option. So what do you mean the kohen asks, but my boy is tvei, which would you prefer? Would you prefer to have your baby? Or prefer to have your 5 sloim? He doesn't have an option. Even if he doesn't want the baby and he wants the 5 sloim, he still has to give the 5 sloim. So the Pesachei Tshuva writes that Lashon is not a halachic Lashon. That's only lechabev es ha-mitzvah. The father should want to have a bigger cheshik to do the mitzvah, to give the pinyon of it. So that's what the Beis Aharon, that's where Baron Wolkin writes in his Tshuva, said the dayan who passed and that you're not yotze b'dieved, that's utterly ridiculous. There is no such thing. And even lechatchila, he says, mikra din, it's really mutter, medina di gemara, it's mutter. Because the Gemara discusses, are you allowed to give matnas kahuna on Shabbos Yantav? Let's say, ashech the behema yantav. So whenever you shech the behema schulen, there's an obligation to give away zrolach hayayim v'hakeva to the kohenim. You have to give zrolach hayayim v'hakeva. So the Gemara says, if you shech the behema on yantav, in the days of the Gemara, it was mutarish, they had no refrigeration. So it was a malacha that's necessary for tzorich al chanevish. Today, nobody shech, even if the husband is a shechet and the wife wants to have a fresh chicken, the husband is not going to shech the chicken on Yontif. She's going to take a chicken from the freezer that was geshecht 6 years ago, that was sitting in the freezer for like 6 years. He's not going to shech the chicken today. So since it's not a malacha that's done immediately before eating the food, that doesn't qualify. B'zman hazeh, shechting doesn't qualify for malacha zelchon. Pashtus says you're not allowed to shech today. But in the days of the Gemara, that was normal to shech the chicken on Yontif if you want to eat it on Yontif. So the Gemara says, since you're allowed to shech on Yontif and you become mechuyev to give zrolach hayayim v'hakeva on Yontif, so he permitted to give it to the Kohen. There's no iser of giving matnas kahuna. Let's say ashechted the behema on erev yom tov. Ashechted the behema on erev yom tov. Then I could have given zvalach hayav akeva yesterday. Then I'm not allowed to give it on yom tov. That's included in the gzera mekach hamemke. You're not allowed to give matnas kahuna. Or let's say on yom tov, you're allowed to do lisha. Eichel nevish is mutam lisha v'yelach. I'm going to mix flour with water, make dough, and bake challis. Bake cake or cookies or challis on Yom Tov. So that's mutter. That's a Eichel Nefesh, because people enjoy fresh challis more so than stale challis that were baked yesterday on Erev Yom Tov. So they want to bake it on Yom Tov. So if they mix the flour with the water on Yom Tov, they did the lish on Yom Tov, so then it's permissible to be mafresh challah. Then it's permissible to give the challah to the kohen also. These are the tanaim that we give to the kohen would eat it. But if they mixed the flour with the water on Erev Yom Tov, it was nischayev in the matan skuna on Erev Yom Tov. The chiv wasn't the challah on Yom Tov. Then you're not allowed to be mafrish the challah on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to give it to the kohanim on Yom Tov. So here, if the yom lamed aleph falls out on Shabbos on Yom Tov, so the chiv matan skuna was chal today. So you should really be obligated to do it today. You don't have to give davke cash. You can give shavah kesef. The Gemara Kiddushin talks about. You don't have to give dafke kesef. You can give shove kesef. So why shouldn't you be allowed to do pidyon ben on Shabbos? And then the Pashto says it should be mutam. So that's what the Beis Aharon writes, and it's true. So Baron Wolkin, he writes that the whole thing is a chumrah from the Chumash Hadesh, and he thinks mikra din, it's really mutam. Taisus and Gittin comments on the Gemara. Tesis claims that there's a line in the Tosefta on the margin of that Tesis on Ayin Zayin on the base. On the margin, it says we don't have this in our editions of the Tosefta. Tesis claims, even though the Mishnah only says it's not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos, doesn't say it by giving a get, but the Tosefta says you're not allowed to give a get either. It's also Mekach HaMem. It's also a Kenyan. Not that when you get married, you acquire ownership of the wife. When you get divorced, you makna her to herself. There's no chalos kinyan, but it's a maisa kinyan. The kaddish anisha is a kinyan kesef or a kinyan shtar. So that's to do a maisa kinyan is osir on Shabbos and Yom, even though there's no chalos kinyan. So Tosfos had the gears in the Tosefta that to give a get on Shabbos and Yom is also not allowed. Also included in Mekach HaMemkar, not that he's giving up ownership that he had on his wife. They never had any ownership. They didn't have a Kenyan mom and didn't have a Kenyan isa on the wife. It's a chalos ishus, but it's a Kenyan shtar. It's a maisa Kenyan of shtar. So you're not allowed to do a maisa Kenyan, even though there's no chalos Kenyan over there. So Tosfos, but the Gemara tells a story there in Gitna, in Zainam and Beis, that's where that Tosfos is. Gemara tells a story, there was a man who was married, he had no children, and he was going to divorce his wife because he was deathly, he was getting very sick, and if he's going to die without any children, she's going to have an asik, she's going to have a difficulty getting chalitza from the husband's brother. So they wrote a get for him on Friday afternoon. It was late. It was too late, so he didn't give the get. Then on Shabbos, he took a turn for the worse, and he was mamish bisakana on Shabbos. So they were makel that he should give the get on Shabbos. He divorced his wife on Shabbos. So Taisa says, how did they allow him to be megarish his wife on Shabbos? They have a Tosefta. Taisa had this gifts and a Tosefta, a megarishin. And megarishin is also a mekach and mamkar. So Taisa has two versions of what Taisa said. So the Taisa in Gittin says that it's mutter to give the get on Shabbos because she'll be an aguna. Because the husband's brother is going to give her a hard time about the chalitza. So that means that the makom chayla, that's like a chayla she'im b'sakana. Whenever you have a kula of chayla she'im b'sakana, you make a on something, so it doesn't have to be a chayla. Chayla she'im b'sakana means a person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. So if a girl is an aguna, she's a Yavama Lashuk, and the Yavam doesn't want to give her a chalitza. He's going to give her a hard time. He lives in communist Russia, and he can't get through the Iron Curtain over there. So if life will be miserable, she won't be able to function normally. That's considered the same thing as a Chayla Shem Sakan. So that's what Tosfos writes there in Gittin, that the reason why we allow the Guna to have the get on Shabbos is to save her from Igun. And the Hasbara is that the Makam Igun is like a Chodesh HaMisakana. It doesn't have to be sick. Let's say a person lives in Century Village in Florida, and he bought a home 4 blocks away from the shul. He bought a home 20 years ago, and he was able to walk to shul. And that was already 98 years old, and he can't walk to shul. But he wants to walk to shul on Shabbos. He would like to go to shul. But so we wouldn't allow Amira the Nochri B'Makom Mitzvah. We wouldn't allow Amira the Nochri to have him ask a goy to drive him to shul. We wouldn't allow that. But if he can function normally, part of his normal functioning is he goes to shul every day. So they have a bus that doesn't charge any money. All the people pay for the bus. A goy drives a bus and he picks people up. So many of the people are not Shomer Shabbos who live in these Century Villages. So they go on the bus. So the pashtus is that Amir Eliyakim would be mutter because such person has his status like a chol shem sakan. He's not sick, but he's old and he can't function normally. So he doesn't have to be a chol. Whoever has a condition, his condition is old age, and it prevents him from. If he comes to lechatchila and he buys an apartment that's 5 blocks away from the shul, and from day number one he can't walk to the shul, so that's not right. He puts himself into a situation that he's going to use the kula every week. That's not right. So you should. That's not right. This is an emergency kula. Kol Hashem Sakan is an emergency kula. But if he bought the apartment when he was able to walk to shul, and now he got stuck. And he can't switch to get a closer apartment. So the pashtus says it should be mutter to go on the bus because it's like a din of a chol Hashem b'sakana that Amir al-Nochri is mutter for him.
Is that like the din of a katan, like a small child, always has a din of a chol Hashem b'sakana?
That's right. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara that tzorche hatinoik, like a little baby, if he doesn't get his bottle, so he's going to scream. What is he screaming about? He's not a chayla shame. He's not a chayla at all. Usually he plays with his toys, or he plays with his siblings, or he fights with his siblings, whatever he does. And when he doesn't have his bottle, then he goes wild. So that means that he can't function normally. So whenever a person, he has a condition, babyhood, that prevents him from functioning normally, because if he doesn't have his bottle, he's going to cry. He's going to go wild. So that's the din that tzorche atinik is like a chol Hashem b'sakan. Yeah. So even if the purpose of going to shul is to talk during the davening, to talk during the rabbi's sermon, he's not b'makom mitzvah. B'makom mitzvah will not make a amir eliyakim. The Rama quotes the Balu Iter that amir eliyakim is always mutter b'makom mitzvah. We don't really pasch like that. We only allow amir eliyakim b'makom mitzvah the rabbim, but not mitzvah the yochid. But over here it's mutter because the person can't function normally. That's part of his normal functioning. He goes to shul on Shabbos and he schmoozes with everybody. It's a social activity. Yeah. So the pashtus is that Amir Eliyakim would be mutter in that case.
Why is boarding a bus Amir Eliyakim? He doesn't say a word to the driver.
That's a good point. Rashi and Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Or HaZeruah points out there's a Rashi and Maseches Avodah Zarah that the Or HaZeruah picked up on. Rashi says, Amir Eliyakim is also because of Dabba Dover. Shalehe debucha shal Shabbosky debucha shal Chol. So the Ozarua raises a question, what if I ask the Goy on Erev Shabbos to do the Malach of me on Shabbos? There's no violation of Dabba Dover. I didn't speak on Shabbos about doing any Malach. So he shows a Beferish arrived from a Mishnah on Shabbos that it's Osir. So he said, there must be there two Isurim. There's an Issa Dabadover, not to talk about Maloch on Shabbos, but if I spoke to the Goy on Erev Shabbos, that would be okay. Or let's say on Shabbos, I speak Beremiza to the Goy. Let's say I pass by the auto mechanic on the corner, and I say, they think he can come over today. What do you mean, think he can come over to do what? To have cholent? No. Whenever I ask them, they think in come up means to fix the car. I don't have to say so. So I didn't violate Dabba Dover. So that's considered Hebrew. Hirhur. If I said to the auto mechanic, they think he could come over today, that's not an Isser of Dabba Dover, but it's still an Isser of Amir Eliyakim if he comes over on Shabbos. Why? So that's what the Ozeruah seems to hold. There are two Isurim. and Amir Eliakim. One is Dabedover, Shalahe Dibuch Shal Shabbos Ki Dibuch Shchom, shouldn't talk about a Malach. And the other one is, like Yesh Lichas La'akam L'chumre. So if the Goy is my Shalich. So if I ask the auto mechanic on Shabbos, do you think he can come over tonight? So then I didn't say a word about Malach, I just said, Anir Shetamani Milo Erev. So the Mishnah says it's Mutta. Why? Because that's Dibarasa Hira Mutta. I never violated Dabad Dover. And you can't say Yesh Lich Zak Melchum because he's not going to do the Malacha fixing the automobile till after Shabbos is over. So that there's no Isar merely up there. But there are two Isurim, right? One is that's the Azar. One Isar is Dabad Dover, not to talk about Malacha. And one Isar is Yesh Lich Zak Melchum. Right. There are a lot more Gzeris. Maybe we'll continue next week on the Gzeris, the Rabban, Gzeris and the Yichtov. Let me just speak a short Dvar Torah on the Parsha. Rav Zevin has in his Sefer Ishim Mishitos, he writes about the Nitziv, a whole section. He writes about Rav Chaim, Soloveitchik, a whole section. Then he writes there was a period of time that both the Nitziv and Rav Chaim gave Shurim and Valojin simultaneously. They used to cover approximately a blat gemara every day in the shir. So I think the Netziv gave the shir Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Rav Chaim gave the shir Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Each one covered approximately a blat. And then on Shabbos they chazed. Then the next week they went back and learned another six blat. So some of the Talmidim, like Rav Kook, only went to the Netziv shir, didn't attend Rav Chaim shir. He spoke and learned the Rav Chaim, but he didn't attend the shir. He thought that too much of a chiddush. Rav Chaim was inventing too much, he was adding on too much to the Gemara. And others loved Rav Chaim Shir, they boycotted the Netziv Shir. The Netziv had the old style of learning, and Rav Chaim had this new Derech HaLimud, which is now famous, accepted in all issues. So Rav Zevin writes a story that on one occasion Rav Chaim felt bad that the Talmidim are boycotting the Netziv Shir. So one day he gave a razzle-dazzle shir, all shtikl turret svei dinim, all hekif. And then at the end of the shir, he said, and by the way, the whole shir comes from the Netziv Sefer on the Shultas. But he doesn't write which shir it was. So I haven't read the majority of the pieces in the Shultas by the Netziv, I have not read. But from those that I did read, I think the Dvar Torah is on Parshas Kedosh. The Netziv has there a shir klali, that's Rav Chaim style. So I suspect that that was the shir. The Parsha says today, the Parsha has the din, that the din of Orlo. If you plant the tree in Eretz Yisrael, so if pears grow the first 3 years, it's also bachil banon, it's tons reif. The pears that grow the fourth year, you're called Boshana Harvias, you're called Piria Kodesh Ilulam Lashem, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and needed the Kedusha of the Tahara. So the Gemara comments in Brochas, Daf Lamed Hamed, Gemara comments, Kodesh Hilulim, when you write the Hey in Ksav Ashuris and the Sefer Torah, it's practically the same as a Ches. And especially, a lot of the old Sefer Torah, the left leg of the Hey is touching the top of the Hey, the roof of the Hey. And a Ches, it's touching in a thick way, and a hay, it's touching in a thin way. So the hay is kemat the same as a ches. So the Rabbi Kevegan, the Gilyan Ashas, on Daflam, and Hamad Aleph and Brachas, quotes the Rishami, Lomimnu Rabbanon, the Chachamim would sometimes darshan, they would not refrain from darshaning. Sometimes, if it says in the Chumash with a hay, they would darshan the Pasuk as if it were written with a ches. So the Pasuk says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. We should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we eat the Netter Revai in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara Darshan, Gemara Brachas Darshan, is Kodesh Hilulim Chilulim, that it lends itself to Pidyon. Achle, Bahadar Achle. If you poide the Netter Revai, then you're allowed to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. If you're not poide it, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, Bikdusha V'Tahara. But if you poide it, Hilulim, Chilulim, Yedarshan the Hey, as if it were written with a Ches. Achle, you can be Mechalalit, you can be Paida, Bahadar Achle, then you can eat it, Chutz Yerushalayim. So Tosis there is bothered with Akasha. Why do you need a Pasuk? Hilulim, Chilulim, that you can be Mechalal, that the Revai, the Mishnah says in Masechus Maaseh Sheni, that there's a Gzera Shavu Kodesh Kodesh. Maisa Sheni is called Maisarz Pihars Zarahartz Kodesh Lashem. That's a pasuk in the end of Bechukosai. The Maisa Sheni is referred to as Kodesh. And in today's Sedra, it says, Bashan Arvisya Kalpira Kodesh Hibu Lim Lashem. It's also called Kodesh. So Bisham and Bisil both say this, Exerbish of the Kodesh Kodesh, to link together Maisa Sheni and Ether Avais. So but Maisa Sheni is Beferish Psukim in Chumash Dvarim, at Parshas Re'eh. That you can be paid a Maisa Sheni on Kesef. So the same din of Pidya Maisa Sheni should carry over to Neter Avai because of the Exerish of a Kodesh Kodesh. What do you need a Pasuk? Achle Bahadar Achle. That's Tosfos Kashi. So Tosfos gives a Cheshbon, a Teretz a Cheshbon. Then Tosfos quotes the Shiltis on Parshas Kedoshim, Simekuf and the Shiltis, and the Shiltis is safe, a Psak Haloche. And he tells you, Lemaisa, how to deal with Neter Avai B'chutzlarts. So he says, you pay the Anashav Pruta, and then you can eat it Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So it's a Pella. The Achronim ask three kashas on the Shiltas. On the Daf, Laman Hey, where Tosfos quotes the Shiltas, two lines in the Shiltas has three difficult. First of all, the Shiltas forgot to say that you say a bracha. Asher Kesham Tosfono, I'll pid you Neter Avai. He forgot to say, right, that you need a bracha. Shiltas is a safer psak, like a kid's a shulchan aruch. He doesn't say bracha. Number two, if the farmer has paid his own maisa sheni, his own neter avai, has to be maisa b'chaymish. If you pay to someone else's, you just give the keren. If you pay to Iran, you have to give keren b'chaymish. Here he doesn't say you have to give keren b'chaymish. And number three, the lashon of the shiltas is that you can be paid on a shaveh pruta. Shaveh pruta. Shavu Kesef is like Kesef. The Gemara says there are three cases in Kol HaTarkul Shavu Kesef is Kesef. When we get married, when the Kaddish and Isha with a ring, that's Shavu Kesef Kesef. Shavu Kesef is always good Kesef. Pidyon Hegdish, you can be paid with a Shavu Kesef. Pidyon Aben, you can give Shavu Kesef. There are only three cases where we don't allow. One of the three cases is that Pidyon Maisa Sheni has to be Davka Kesef. Shavu Kesef is not good. So how does the Shilta say you can be paid at the net to revive on Shavuot Kesef. The dinners of Shavuot Kesef is not good. You need Davka Kesef. So the Netziv says one teretz on all. He said there are two dinim. Amish the starter of time. There are two dinim. There's one din of pidyon Maisa Sheni. That's a pidyon shel mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to bring the Maisa Sheni and the net to revive to Yerushalayim. And if you don't want to bring it because it's too expensive, ki lo suchal say so. Because you have such a bountiful year, so much Paris. So the Torah gives you the right to be paid. So the pidyon is a mitzvah. So then you say a bracha. But then there's another pidyon hamatir. The din is that neter avai, according to the shiltas, according to Tais and the shiltas, orla applies even a chutzlords. So the shiltas is talking about orla b'chutzlords, neter avai b'chutzlords. So he says the mitzvahs on clears ba'aretz, the agriculture mitzvahs, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So true, the din of Orla and Neter Avai, Pai B'chutzlah, but only the Yisurim, not the mitzvahs. So there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. There's an Issa, you're not allowed to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. So I need another pasuk to tell me, Achle v'hadar Achle, that there's another form of pidyon. There's a pidyon shal mitzvah that the Chumash talks about. Pidyon shal mitzvah has to be davke kesef, can't be shavah kesef. And a mitzvah is shach t'aber l'chatchila m'riyevit. So l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shlei musa, if you pay the Iran neter avai, is that you should be maisev chaymish also. But if it's orla b'chutzlort, neter avai b'chutzlort, there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's an iser to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. But the mitzvah l'chay baris doesn't apply b'chutzlort. It's only the isurim. So the pidyon of chutzlort, it's only going to be a pidyon Hamatir, not going to be a pidyon shal mitzvah. So that's why the shiltas doesn't require a bracha. If you pay the neter avai b'chutzlot, you don't say a bracha. If you pay the neter avai in Eretz, you do say a bracha. That's a pidyon shal mitzvah. You pay the neter avai b'chutzlot, that's only pidyon hamatir. So there's no bracha. And that pidyon hamatir, that's good even shavah kesef. Exeris hakasev, tzarta kesef, yadech hakesef, and not shavah kesef. That's only by the pidyon shal mitzvah, but a pidyon on matir, even shavah kesef is good. And the whole din of chatchili have to be moisef chaimish. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says in Perek Azov, the Tosefos Chemish is not miyaked b'di'evit. It's only lechatchila you have to be meisim chemish. And Tosefos writes in the end of Nida that lechatchila b'di'evit only applies if it's a, and the din d'arayis only applies if it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah b'shlei musa and a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. So on the level of d'arayis, pidya meisim sheni, pidya net d'arayis, and that's always a mitzvah. So you say a bracha and lechatchila should be meisim chemish. But if you're talking about the Shiltas is talking about Netar Rai B'chutzlar. So there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's just an Isra to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. So the pinyon is a pinyon hamater, not a pinyon shal mitzvah. So there, at hamater, there is no lechatchila derais. If it's muta b'di'evit, it's muta lechatchila. So if our emphasis, that's mamash ashir kolali. If our emphasis, four kashas with one yisoy, that there are tzvei dinim, there are two dinim of pinyon, you need two psukim, pinyon hamater and a pinyon shal mitzvah. And there are differences between them. The Pidyon Shal Mitzvah carries a bracha with it. The Pidyon Hamata doesn't have a bracha. And the Pidyon Shal Mitzvah requires dafke kesef. Pidyon Hamata is good, even shove kesef. And the Pidyon Shal Mitzvah, shach to say lechatchila, you should be moisef chaimish if you pay the yiron. Very interesting. But my guess is that story that Rav Zevin quoted, the Rav Chaim said, oh, a whole shtickle to Rav Chaim's derech. And then at the end he said, this is from the Netziv Sefer, that was Dishtikul Torah. The rest of the Netzivs are usually not Rav Chaim style. This one is Mamash Rav Chaim style. Okay, well, in that, next week we'll continue with the Gzeres, the Rabbanon, the Gzeres Shema Yichtor. There are more Gzeres. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good, good.
Thank you, Yashikar.
Yes. I have a question. Somebody wanted to know whether it was already Shabbos Friday night. She wanted to put her challah back into the oven. The oven was already off, but it was still hot from before. So she wanted to know whether it was it's already Shabbos, whether she could put the challah back into the oven. So I wasn't sure, number one, whether that's considered most of Hevel or not, because the oven is already off, but it's still hot. Yes. And also, I wasn't sure whether it's considered hatmana, because, like how tightly does it have to be wrapped around? The oven is not wrapped around the food. The oven is, the space between the food and the oven.
A lot of space, right. So that's the thesis on the first Mishnah in Kira. Rashi interprets the whole din there of Kira that is talking about hatmana, leaving food in the oven, hatmana. And Tosef disagrees with Rashi. We assume like this, it's only a violation of hatmana if the dava hamatmin is touching the kli where the food is on the outside. Let's say the fire went out and the woman, the balabasta, is afraid that the soup is going to cool down by the time the husband comes home from shul. So she takes towels and sheets and she covers over the pot that has the burning hot soup in it. So the towels and the sheets are touching the pot with the food in it. The food was cooked in that pot, and the towels are touching. But that says the walls of the oven are not touching the pot that you put inside. So that's not a violation of hatmona. And since the fire is not on, so there's not a violation of shehiyah or hachzora either. Shehiyah hachzora is only if you put agabi ha'esh, but if there's no esh, there is no shiach zor. I think it's hetta gomer. I think if the fire is off, I don't think there's a shiach, an isa hatmana, and I don't think there's an isa of shihia v'achzore either.
So she can open and close the oven as many times as she wants and put in food, take out food, put it in, take it out. She can do it as many times as she wants?
I think so. If everything is off, and by opening the door, you're not going to cause any electrical appliance. Nothing is going to light up. It's not going to cause more heat to develop. So I think everything is muta. You're not doing anything.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Okay. All right.